Martin has told the county election board it needs to post explicit warnings at ballot drop boxes. Deliver more than one, and you'll face jail time or thousands of dollars in fines.
From time to time, I would have county detectives monitor the video surveillance that's in place over the drop boxes, and from time to time, physically monitor the drop boxes.
Election code prohibits the delivering of more than one vote. Martin recently investigated the last election and found hundreds of people did. The code also says law enforcement may not be within 100 feet of polling places unless it's for peacekeeping activities. When asked when it was an issue with monitoring mail-in votes, Martin said it didn't apply.
No, it's a drop-off box. It's not a polling place.
Lehigh County Executive Phil Armstrong says the county is trying to better educate residents this election cycle on how to vote, but he's concerned about aspects of Martin's plan.
I'm not sure we want to put a 72-year-old person in jail because he dropped off his wife's ballot.
Past elections have hinged on voters making errors, like not signing the back of their mail-in envelopes. Armstrong says he wants this primary to run as smoothly as possible.
We are doing everything we can to make sure that the voters know the rules and the regulations, and we'd hate to see anybody fined.
The primary election is May 17th. Tyler Pratt, WOVR News.